What is up, everybody, and welcome to the Joe Kilgallen Podcast, aka Kilgallen's Pub. I hope you're having yourselves a wonderful week. I really do. Like every episode of this podcast, I like to start this one off with some motherfucking gratitude. That's right. Oh, why are you dropping an F-bomb so soon? Why are you listening with your kids, you fucking nerd? Huh? You don't like F-words? Go find some other fucking podcast, you dipshit. You think I care? You think I need you to listen? You think I need you with your little pussy-ass virgin ears? Yeah, I'm talking to you. You know who the fuck you are. Oh, you're looking around the room like there's someone else in the room. There's no one else in the room. It's just you listening to a podcast that you cannot fucking handle. All right. So why don't you look inward, right? Get a grip. Go touch some fucking grass, as the kids say. Have a glass of water. Go for a walk. Rub one out and then come back to this podcast. And when you do all those three things in whatever order you decide, I will welcome you back to the podcast with open fucking arms because you're on my team now. And I'm on your team. And together we're going to make it happen, right? That's how we're going to start this podcast. Big shout out to the Patreon subscribers, most of all. Oh, yeah, the Patreon subscribers. Thank you for your patience, okay? Because my dog, this is literally my dog ain't my homework situation. I don't know what she was going. She's getting older, right? And it breaks my heart. But there's just some things she's been doing where it's like you can't even discipline her because she's an old dog and that whole old dog new tricks type of thing are just... I'm like, she's a senior dog now. It's like, it is what it is. But you can't leave any food on the counter at all. You can't leave any food anywhere. She must have followed a scent and went to my side of the bed where I had my laptop charging by that outlet. I go out for like an hour or two. I don't know where I went. Can't even remember. Come home and I see my laptop, like, thank God it was safe and fine. But it was not where it was, should have been. It was like kind of across the floor. I'm like, why the fuck is this on the floor? Then I see the iPhone charger and it is bent badly. So I had to get a new one. It was bent in a really crap way. And then I wouldn't hold a charge. So then I couldn't do the podcast. So that's why things are late. I know it's a new excuse every week. It really is. I also got depressed with some, a friend passed away. Another friend that had passed away back in December was honored. I'll get to all that. But I wanted to thank you, the Patreon subscribers, for your patience, to give you some thoughts and some content. I did do my top five. Current, because the list changes, but I listed five cover songs that you should check out. You know what I mean? That's what's the nice thing about music is we all prefer originals. You know, you want your band to be doing original stuff, but a good cover song here or there is very enjoyable, especially if the artist gives like a new take or a new twist on it. So I gave some five cover songs to check out. So if you're listening to the podcast and you want to support it, check out the Patreon, patreon.com/JoeKilgallen. And you too could be a Patreon subscriber and get the extra special thanks. They were on the bonus, not the bonus, but they were mentioned in the special thanks of my album, my special, which is also an album. I got to put out the audio version. Fuck, way to remind myself. But my special that comes in two forms. You can check it out on YouTube. It's called Life and Death. If you're watching this podcast on YouTube right now, hit pause or just remember, go check out Life and Death. I got a lot of stand-up comedy on YouTube. Also, it's available at punchup.live, which is also my website, joekilgallen.com, redirects you to punchup.live. This great new service. It's for stand-up comedians. It's direct from the comedian to the fan. It's awesome. I'm going to drop something new on there soon that's exclusive to that platform. But the full version, because I got to put 32 minutes on YouTube, but the full almost hour, like 55 minutes or something, that is called Good Grief. It's the same thing. I just changed the title to make it more clickable on YouTube. But you got 20 more minutes of content. Exclusive to my punch up, which is joekilgallen.com. All right, that's enough plugs. Enough of the plugs. You can go find my tour dates there as well. All right, so by the way, it's May 1st. How about that? You know what you're going to see a lot of today? I'll tell you what you're going to see a lot of today here on May 1st. The Justin Timberlake, It's Gonna Be May. I can't sing, obviously, but like there was this NSYNC song from probably late 90s, early 2000s, where the lyric is, It's Gonna Be Me. But he mispronounced me to May. And a lot of singers do that. They'll take a word, and I know it's to help rhyme the song a little bit. You guys know I'm a big Nirvana fan. There's no word memoria, but it works in the song Come As You Are. You know, memoria. And just dogs are whistling now because of how bad my voice is. But like, that's a hard note. I don't know why I chose that to sing along with. Two note songs I could fake into, you know, like a Johnny Cash type of thing. But like, other songs, that Blink-182 song where it's like the voice inside my yed That's what it sounds like. I know he's trying to say the voice inside my head, but it's like the voice inside my head. That's why they're trying to sound cooler, I suppose. Anyhow, Justin Timberlake said it's going to be May. And now every time it's May 1st, people go, what's tomorrow? And then they share Justin Timberlake saying it's going to be May. And it's crazy of all the shit in his career that that's probably going to be one of the bigger ones he's known for. I mean, the dude took Britney Spears' V card. Props to that. Later was a bad boyfriend from what I heard from my female friends who were talking a lot about it. And I remember being like, I don't want to get involved. I've got enough going on in my life. I can't get involved in a Britney Spears, Justin Timberlake relationship from 25 years ago. I just can't do it. Okay. He showed the world Janet Jackson's nip. He could have been better to Janet afterwards too. I always thought he didn't take enough of the blame. People gave Janet shit for a long time. And I felt like he should have stepped up being like, I yanked that titty out. Should be 50-50 at the very least. So JT's got some problems there, but he's kind of funny. He's pretty good on SNL. That movie, Friends with Benefits, was enjoyable. He did the Dick in the Box song with Andy Samberg. He's a good song and dance man. But I think he needs to look inward and be a little bit better than the ladies. Perhaps. All right, so it is May 1st. We are rolling right along. Good weather to come. Spring is in the air. Oh, I love this time of year. May, June, July, August, September. That's my time to shine. I which is weird, though, because every country I want to visit is one that's cloudy and full of alcoholics. You know, I love Scotland. I love Ireland. Wales, I want to go to. Probably pop over to England while I'm there. You know, want to check out a Man City game. But yeah, I like Canada. I like cloudy places full of alcoholics. I don't know. The sun is not my friend. But I'm eventually going to have to like, but I like the sun. I got to backtrack a little bit here. I just said the sun isn't my friend. I want it to be though, but it doesn't want to be my friend back. I want to love the sun. It just doesn't love me. It's up and the sun's like fucking kill gallons here. Awesome. You know, and it makes me feel pretty shitty. I just wish the sun was nicer to me about that. I hope, the sound didn't just fuck up a little bit there on my end of the... I'm getting a low internet alert right now, which is really annoying. Connection unstable. Hopefully this isn't fucked up for you guys. You know, I'm trying so hard to get this thing back on a good roll. And life is just fucking me up these days, guys. I'll be completely honest with you. I'm going to get into the talk now. I'm very depressed I couldn't make it out to Kenny DeFore Fest. That's right, Kenny DeFore Fest. I did not stutter. You heard that correctly. Great stand-up comedian Kenny DeFore has passed away back in December. He's a good friend of mine. A dude I'd known for shit, at least 12 years or so, 12, 13 years, not longer, 14 years. We came up in Chicago together. He came up after me. I was a couple, maybe 2 years in or so when he started out. And we hit it off pretty quickly, like very quickly. And I always got along with him, and I don't always get along with everybody, but I always got along with Kenny. We never really butt heads too much, and we produced a show together. We went on the road together. He was just fucking the best. And, you know, I said before, there are certain people where when you meet them, you automatically smile. Kenny was that guy where whenever I saw him, I'd be like, fuck yeah, Kenny's here. Nice. You know what I mean? Just a natural hell yeah. And he was a guy that, you know, I call it the Kenny DeForest litmus test, where if I met someone and they were like, fuck Kenny DeForest, I'd be like, no, fuck you. Where you'd think, Joe, isn't that the case with all your friends? No, I've got some friends, some best friends. Where if someone's like, fuck that guy, I could be like, yeah, that checks out. I get it. But Kenny was not that guy. If you didn't like Kenny DeFore, something's wrong with you. And even more so, if Kenny didn't like you. I mean, I feel like Kenny kind of liked everybody. I mean, obviously there were some people here or there, but like for the most part, he was just a great dude. And it sucks that I couldn't make it down. They did a festival at the Blue Room Comedy Club in Springfield, Missouri. Clark Jones, dude, shout out to Clark Jones. He's been a guest on this podcast way back when I used to have guests. He's an awesome comedian and an awesome person too. And he was very close with Kenny. A lot of people were very close with Kenny, which is why so many people showed up for this festival. They called it Kenny DeFore Fest because they weren't really sure after he passed away in New York. They're like, well, you know, he'd lived in Chicago for a long time. He lived in LA for a couple of years. I'd been in New York for probably the longest period of time, maybe. And he's from Springfield, Missouri. You know, he's born and raised there, lived there until he was 22 or 21 or something. And so it's like, where are we going to have this thing for him? And what can we do where everyone could come out together? And they chose to do a comedy festival where Hannibal Buress was there, Lisa Traeger, you know, Clark Jones, like I said, he put together Megan Gailey, Aaron Weaver, Joe Fernandez, Cameron Gillette, Maddie Ryan, I mean, the list goes on and on and on. Will Miles, Lane Pichel, Soren Choksi. I could keep naming names forever. I know Nicole Byer was there. Maddie Wiener, I heard, was there. Jonah Jerkins from the Let's Get Dumb podcast was there. I was booked to be there. And this is not a knock on Clark, because I just told you he did an amazing job. He pulled off the amazing. Everyone I know who was down there said it was one of the Cameron Gillette, I forgot to mention. Said it was like one of the best weekends. David Drake. I'm going to keep remembering names and throwing them out there. It was one of the best weekends. And it was an emotional weekend, of course, because they did a memorial for him. They had all these shows for him. A lot of laughter, a lot of tears, the way Kenny deserved to go to be remembered. I could not make it. I remember when I was first told what the weekend was going to be, I was like, shit, that's heartbreaking. That's not going to work for me. And I even thought like maybe I could try to make it work. I had four or five shows already booked. That was booked before he passed away. And I wish, looking back, you know, so hindsight's always 20/20, but I'm like, I should have fucking canceled these. I wasn't going to be able to get down there right away at the start of it. Kenny and my second son, my youngest son, Dylan, were same birthday. I was going to say we're born at the same time. We're not born at the same time. Dylan just turned 5 on April 23rd. Shout out to my son, Dylan. And Kenny's birthday is also April 23rd. So they both had April 23rd birthdays. And I remember talking about that with Kenny when Dylan was born. He's like, great birthday, you know? And so I'm like, I can't miss my son's 5th birthday. And with my kids in school, I'm like, when am I going to take off? And I had the shows in Chicago, and then I had shows in Rochester, Minnesota. Shout out to anyone who was at my shows this past week and you're not listening to this podcast. I thank you very much. It was one of those things where it's like canceling a headlining weekend's tough, because then you almost have to wait a whole nother year to get that weekend again. But again, looking back, I regret it. I regret it big time, and I'm mad at myself for, you know, I feel like I have someone fairly close to me die every, 4 or 5 months, it feels like, over the last 3-4 years or longer even. And I keep telling myself, life is short. Life is short. Don't skip out on these things. You're tired. And I do hate when people say you'll sleep when you're dead, because, you know, some of these people I've been grieving over should have slept more, because maybe they'd still be alive. Kenny's not one of them. Kenny was in a horrible accident. Another guy I'm going to give a shout out to, he just passed away last Tuesday, April 23rd, or no, 24th, I think. Either way, it was last week. I think it was Wednesday or Thursday. I found out Friday morning. But anyway, long story short, I'll get to this. You got to take advantage, everyone. You're not here for a long time. Here for a good time. Make it a good time. I should have been there. I was booked on it, which I didn't even know. I told people, I'm like, I can't make it. It breaks my heart. I can't make it. Then about a week out, people were texting me being like, so you're going to be there. And I'm like, what the, is this some weird guilt thing? Guys, I already feel like shit that I can't make it. Why are you, I told you I can't be there. I'd love to. And they're like, no, dude, I'm saying this because you're on the website. You're listed as performing. I'm like, the fuck? I am? I didn't know. And I'm looking through every email, text message I can pop. I was never officially booked. I think it was just assumed that I'd be there and therefore I should perform because Kenny and I were boys, but which is nice. It's a good problem to have, but it did make me feel really bad that I couldn't be there. I was texting with some of my friends who were there, and anyway, I hope we all, at least, I don't know if they're gonna do a festival every year for him. I'm sure that was draining on Clark to put together, but I hope there's some sort of annual honoring of him every year, and I will not miss it in 2025. I promise you that much. So the other bit of bad news, a great comedian friend of mine, Joe Antonacci, passed away. A little bit different scenario than Kenny, who was 37. Joe was 63, almost 64, had Parkinson's. He lived an incredible life. He was an awesome comedian, got into stand-up comedy late in his life, but just a generous guy, a joy to be around. Another guy like Kenny that when you saw him walk in, your face lit up because you're like, oh, this fucking Joe's here, right? And I highly recommend you guys check out his Instagram. It's at Joe the Comic. Real easy to remember, Joe the Comic. And he's got some really funny videos. He did some really funny stuff where he like made a Muppet of himself wearing a tracksuit. Cause he lived that. I'm an Italian guy from New Jersey. I love tracksuits. This is my thing. And he leaned into that character. It wasn't even a character. He was the authentic. He was the real deal. And And yeah, I'm sad he's gone too. There was a lot of Instagram stories he would send me, and he'd sent me a lot in a row. And sometimes I couldn't get back to him on all of them, but I'd always make sure I got back to him. And he wanted to be so good at stand-up. And I think he knew starting late and having Parkinson's that, you know, his time was limited. So I think he was the guy that had that in his head. His father had passed away like 4 months ago. I was looking through old messages with him, and I sent him my condolences on that. And his dad was like in his 90s, and his mother's still alive. So I feel sad for her and his wife. He had a great wife. They spoke so highly of his kids, his granddaughter. Do you have two grandkids? I feel bad not remembering if there was one or two, but he's a great family man. Great friend, super generous guy. I remember the Laugh Factory holiday party where there's a toy drive. He donated a bike like everyone else does. Every broke ass comedian stops at Walgreens before the holiday party. Cause the holiday party, you have to bring a toy for like Toys for Tots or whatever to enjoy all the free alcohol you're about to get at this Christmas holiday party. And we'd just go to the Walgreens across the street and buy some fucking $10 piece of shit toy. He showed up with a fucking 10-speed bike. I'm like, this dude. And he ran some great shows. But he'd send me his sets. He'd be like, hey, can I send you a set? And you could watch and tell me what you think. And I never really did have any notes. Every now and then there'd be something where I'd be like, maybe tweak that part or move this joke up here, because then I think it would have a bigger impact, this joke being further in your set. But overall, I'm like, dude, this is great, dude. You've got great stage presence. You're incredibly likable, you know. It sucks. It sucks that the people, it's always the best people. You know, Joe Fernandez is a great comedian friend of mine. He's been on the podcast a number of times. He goes, when you lose someone that you're close with, you start thinking of all the other people you'd rather be dead. I know it's dark, but we're comedians. And I'm like, dude, yeah, that's the truth. You know, when my dad passed away, I remember just going a long list of people like, and that piece of shit's still alive? That motherfucker? Oh, God, he'd be pissed to know that asshole outlived him. Oh, damn it. Son of a bitch. You know, you know, Kenny and Joe, these are just such great people who, yeah, you feel it. You feel it in your heart and you feel it in your bones when you lose people like that. Again, just go check out Joe the Comic. And what an interesting life too. Like, he was a boxer. He did in-ring like boxing for different boxing promotions where he was like the in-ring announcer, you know, the guy that kind of like the Let's Get Ready to Rumble guy. And he would do commentary as well. And just so much to like about the guy. And he's gone now. And that's really sad. And not to make it about myself, but his last Facebook post was telling people to go see me at Zany's Comedy Club. You guys could look him up on Facebook. His very last Facebook post, Joe Antonacci, look him up, was telling everyone to go watch me at Zany's. And he would tell me that I was one of his favorite comedians, and I was always flattered to hear that. So it sucks to lose a friend. It sucks even more to lose a fan. I am a fan short. I'm fucking around, of course. He would like that. He would like that joke. Yeah, I was texting with some friends, and Blake Burkhart, a really funny comedian, he was very, very close with Joe as well. Him and Dan Cass were talking about doing a show to honor Joe at the Laugh Factory. So be on the lookout for that. My Chicago listeners, Chicago area listeners, I'd love for you to be there in attendance, because we're going to toast Joe properly at a show. We got together to drink in his honor too, which you got to do, but we're going to honor him right. All right. Let's slide out of the sad, depressing death talk. But yeah, man, it's, you know, not to get too crazy about it, but because I feel like every four months or so, I lose someone, and then I have a real sad episode like this. But yeah, I don't know. It's really sad with comedians too, because there's just such a bond we all have that's really hard to explain to people who don't do comedy. And that sounds snobbish on the outside looking in, where it's like, oh, well, we wouldn't understand. We grieve too. No, everyone grieves. I feel like, you know, there's just certain professions that there's just an unspoken bond with that you just, I don't know how to explain. If I could explain it, I would. I would lay it out in a way where you guys could go, I understand that. All right. It's hard to really explain. But you just feel the deaths more. Because I think when you think of your friends, you know, when I think of my comedian friends, there's just so much laughter and there's struggle, of course, because it's very hard what we do. And we put up with a lot of shit. And it's such a strange, unique thing we do that, especially ones you come up with. It's just, there's a weird bond to it. And when the laughter, you know, not being there anymore, It's, you know, it's scary too. It's just a reminder that how short of this all is. All right. What the fuck, man? Let's do it. Let's switch gears and we'll do a fuck, marry, kill, right? Or I should be saying F, marry, kill. YouTube, I said F, marry, kill. Please stop. We're doing this. One month out of you guys, I've got views up the ass and I'm the happiest person in the world and I think I'm making it. And then the next month I'm like, I should quit because YouTube is not showing anyone my videos. So please stop doing that. All right. I like to curse. Just show it to people who like to curse. Those people exist. I know I did the whole thing in the beginning of this episode, but come on now. All right. Here's what inspired me to do this week's F, Mary, Kill. I saw the movie Challengers by myself in Minnesota when I was doing this comedy club. And it had Zendaya in it. And Zendaya is very attractive. And she was also in Spider-Man, the latest, like Spider-Man Homecoming and Far From Home and No Way Home, this latest installment of Spider-Man that's part of the MCU. She plays MJ, but it's a different MJ, same initials than the Mary Jane Watson. This, her name is something, something. I don't know what the hell it is, but whatever. It's a different MJ, different character. So I thought to myself, for this week's F, Mary, Kill, I'm going to do Spider Babes, the babes of the different Spider-Man trilogies. So first one up, we are going to talk about this lady, Kirsten Dunst, who we all know from, she's in a new movie out right now, Civil War, I believe. She was also been in a lot of stuff. This is a picture of her from the movie Bring It On. It's Been Brought, which is a movie I liked a lot because it came out when I was like a junior in high school or a senior in high school. And I'm like, I think it was sometime in high school. And I go, this is fun. A bunch of cheerleaders dancing. I love that. Then we're going to go to the Andrew Garfield, Emma Stone. Andrew Garfield's Batman, Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man. So you got Kirsten Dunst from Tobey Maguire's. You got Emma Stone from Andrew Garfield. And then last we have Zendaya from the Tom Holland. And Tom Holland and Zendaya, I think, are engaged now, perhaps. So good. Congratulations to those two. So those are the three we got going on right now. And I gotta really think about this one. So I went with Spider Babes. Side note, Challengers. As a movie, I give a B. Some people thought it was the greatest. It was so great. You go on Twitter and everyone was just really into it. I thought it had some major flaws. Not like major, but just a couple annoying flaws where I'm like, there's a great movie in here, but I didn't care for some of the choices. You know, it was dubbed a tennis movie, so I thought I was going to see more of a sports movie with the romance thing going on in it. And they showed it as a love triangle, but like, and in the trailer had the one line where it's like, look at me helping my white boys. And it's like, that line felt forced when she said it in the movie and it felt forced in the trailer. At no point was race ever brought up throughout the entire movie until she said that line. And I don't give a fuck about lines like that, but I do give a fuck when they're forced. I don't like forced shit. Music choices were a little weird and some other stuff. The movie's too fresh for me to break it down completely because this isn't a movie critic podcast. You guys might still be going to see it and I want you to go in fresh and I want you to like it. I want everyone to like whatever they choose to pay a ticket for. So maybe down the road, I will give more of a review on it. Or you could ask, hey, what'd you really think of it? Or how'd you only give it a B? And a B is a good grade. Hey, man, I would have killed for a few more Bs in my time. So there you go. All right. So breaking it down again, the F, Mary, Kill this week, we're doing Spider Babes from each of the Spider-Man trilogies. Kirsten Dunst, Emma Stone, Zendaya. Who am I effing? Who am I marrying? Who am I killing? All right. I thought about this. Let's talk about who I'm going to kill. I'm going to kill Kirsten Dunst. She just hasn't been working enough for me lately. I don't know her personality a lot. I thought she was great as Mary Jane Watson in those Spider-Man movies, but like also not like standout. Like it's not like to me where Tobey Maguire was awesome as Spider-Man. Like it was like, this is a career making performance. Franco was really good in his role as the best friend, Harry Osborn. Willem Dafoe's amazing in everything. Kirsten Dunst could have been swapped out with someone else and it doesn't hurt that movie, you know? Even in Bring It On, I thought about her in Bring It On. She's likable. She's a cute, pretty girl, but she's also like, it's a cheerleader movie and the star was like the fifth hottest cheerleader. Am I wrong? I'm not fucking wrong. So Kirsten Dunst, also your name is Kirsten. Just why not be Kristen? Kristen is the name everyone knows. Kristen is what people think of first. I have to remind myself it's Kirsten Dunst. I did like you in Little Women back in the day though. And don't judge me because I like the movie Little Women. I'm proud to admit I like Little Women. Okay. Had Winona Ryder in it as well. It's a good movie. All right. It's a lot of emotions going on, but they were women and they were figuring out life and they dealt with hardships like everyone did in that era. 1800s was a bad century to be alive in. Pretty much most centuries were before the last like century and a half. All right. So here we go. She's getting killed. I hate to do it. In another group of three, maybe she doesn't. Emma Stone, man, I think I'm going to marry Emma Stone because I think she's funny. Kirsten Dunst never really made me laugh. Emma Stone's made me laugh in some things. She's good in Superbad, which is an all-time classic comedy movie. Easy A is an underrated movie. She's very funny in that. And she's just likable. I feel like she'd be real, like, low maintenance and chill. Like, she'd have some nights where she's like, oh, we're going to go out to a bar till 4 a.m. And other nights where it's like, let's just eat popcorn on the couch. It's good range. So I'm going to marry Emma Stone. Zendaya, I'm having sex with. I like the way she moves and some of the things I've seen her dance in. If I were to get her pregnant, that'd be an amazingly beautiful kid. That's why I was close to marrying her. I thought marriage might be in the works because my blue eyes with her beautiful skin, imagine that on a human being. Wow. That's world domination right there. People are putting statues of that child up all over the road on site. You know what I mean? All over the world on site. So, but I think I'm just going to make love to her because I don't know enough about her personality. She seems cool. I just haven't seen her in enough interviews, perhaps, you know, very skinny. So is Emma Stone, though. So is Kirsten Dunst. These are very thin women. Not that that bothers me. I like skinny. I like whatever. I'm not, you know, I don't have a specific body type like some dudes do. I'm more like into the person, but I do like a skinny. Feel like, why does it feel, what the fuck? Holy shit. This is what's kind of fucked up nowadays. Saying that you like skinny, I'm probably getting judged by some people for saying that. Why can't we have our preferences? Right? I don't know why, but I also don't, I'm not like into, I'm just going to shut the fuck up. I feel like I'm going to get myself in trouble. Let's put it this way. This is a rhyme I heard once on a show. I like them big. I like them small. I like them all. You know what I'm saying? I like it all, dude. I'm just a big fan of the ladies. All right. So that's been the podcast for this week. I hope you enjoyed it. I hope we learned a lot. I hope we learned that life is short and life moves pretty fast. If you don't stop and look around once in a while, you can miss it. Also, I have to do my new thing in which I make fun of Jonah Jerkins every week because he's my co-host on the Let's Get Dumb podcast, which has been very fun lately. And he doesn't listen to that podcast. He doesn't listen to this one. So every week I like to make fun of him a little bit. And this week I'm just going to call him a little turd boy because sometimes he's a turd. You know what I mean by a turd? Just a guy where you're just like a fucking big turd hanging out in the room, stinking up the joint, adding nothing to anyone's enjoyment. It's like, oh, look at the turd in the corner right there. Except for it's not a turd. It's Jonah Jeff Jerkins, Triple J. You hear that? I actually didn't mean that at all, but I need this to eventually get back to him. So I'm going to, but I don't want anyone to tell him. He's got to stumble on his own. He's going to get whispers that, you know, Kilgallen talks shit about you on his regular podcast every week, only because he knows you don't listen to it. That's why I'm doing this. Like, I love the dude, good friend of mine, but like great friend of mine, but he doesn't listen. And this is going to teach him to start listening. All right. I got to get him to listen to his own podcast too. Whatever. All right. So that's been the podcast for this week. Check out joekilgallen.com to see if I'm performing anywhere near you. I'm staying mostly Chicago Midwest for the summer. I don't like going too far away, but come fall, I'll probably be hitting. I might go into New York in the summer. So I'll any New York listeners, I'll let you know about that. And then, just pay attention. I'll make updates as we go. If there's somewhere you want me to go to, hit me up and we'll see if we can make it work. All right, everyone. Thanks for listening to the Joe Kilgallen podcast. Cheers.